talking to the people and calling us names. I can feel the sun. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023, and this is episode 273 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And today's episode is another Coffee with Brian, just a daily morning chat where we talk about what I did yesterday, what I did coming up today, what I did. Wow, English is fun this morning. What I'm going to be doing in the upcoming day, random thoughts I've had, or just shit going on around our life. Yeah, do this Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6:30-ish, 6:30, 30, 34, 35, 40, somewhere in there. And then Mondays and Thursdays, now currently doing interviews and or topical shows on Monday. Well, Monday, hopefully will be scheduled book full of live interviews. They are rolling in pretty nice. And if I don't have an interview, I will do a topical show. But then Thursdays are pre-recorded interviews, people that I'm finding that don't have availability to do Monday evenings. And I found a lot of them, and I was able to get a bunch of episodes recorded. And the first one will come out this Thursday, but I will talk about that in a little bit. Good morning, Josh, there in the YouTube chat. Hopefully your coffee's made and you are awake and getting awaker as you head into your busy day. I will not be joining you today, as you know. I help Josh on Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays over at his butcher shop processing deer. And Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I just have to keep getting pretty much even with the stuff around here. But man, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about the deer processing business, about pig processing. Doing lots of stuff over there. Wild pig. I have to preface that we are not processing any domestic pigs. They are all wild pigs shot in the wild by hunters. So yeah, no domestic pigs, but. Anyway, learning a lot about that, learning about packaging and just his sales model and how things go, and just generally chatting and brainstorming. Man, the brainstorming sessions in that room. We were talking yesterday that we really need to figure out how to put it together a group so people can benefit from it. Because, man, when you can just get in a room and bullshit with someone that that has a, I don't know if it's what the word for it is, I don't know if it's vision or open-mindedness, creativeness, to, you know, all those things. When you can sit there and talk to them, ideas just flow. And one of us will say one thing and the other will say another thing. And it just spirals down these paths. And we sit there for the whole time I'm there working, but also developing and planning and things like that. So it's really nice. It's very stimulating. I actually took an idea from Josh yesterday. He started doing on the new year, if you're not over in the Liberty Meat chat, his chat's bigger than mine. That's for sure. You think he's got 30 more people than I do. He's starting to do a similar to the question of the day. I think he called it the meeting of the minds, I believe is what that silly bastard came up with for a pun and a title. Basically he's doing an audio thought of the day and having people chime in, comment, similar to the question of the day. But yesterday he said, okay, well, I'm going to start taking that over to TikTok every morning and asking that audio, that verbal question on TikTok and trying to get people to stitch it or kind of pop over to the podcast or the Telegram group to participate more if they didn't want to just listen. And I thought that was brilliant. So I believe I'm going to start doing that today. I don't know how philosophical or in-depth I'm going to get with these questions, but today's is probably a little bit more than I've done in the last few weeks as far as the question of the day. I think I'll probably start putting, it was kind of the last part of my notes, and I don't want to say it was an afterthought, but sorry. We got poured on last night again. Hold on one second, guys. All right. Sorry about that. Sorry. So Yeah. TikTok. Send that over there. Get that interaction. Man. I blew my nose. It was like I blew my brain right out of my nose. I can't think anymore. Oh, but anyway, yeah. So I'm going to start doing that. I get those a little bit more in-depth question. Oh, yeah. The question of the day was always at the bottom of my notes. And it was kind of like an afterthought at the end. I would kind of look at what I was going to talk about and come up with a question that related to it. I think I want to just and really use that for a way to communicate some of the things I've been thinking, the questions I've had, the questions I've been asking myself. I'm not sure. Might mix it up. Might be a little bit of both. I don't want to go total philosopher on anybody or anything, because that gets really scary when I start going down that path. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about my SD card debacle, my interview last night. I have the dogs on the notes. I mean, there's so many things that they do. There could be, it'll have to depend on when we get there, depending on if they're behaving now by the time we get there to that time in this episode. And my plans for today, tons of stuff going on today. Hey, last night, I do follow. So I was talking to my chat last night. I kind of threw a post up there. I stopped following sports for the main part. I would say, oh God, like when Corey met me, I would say that I was consumed at least 7 days a week with sports. The amount per day probably varied, but I would guess, oh man, that would have had to have been probably a 20 to 30 hour a week passion, I guess, if not more. Football season was probably more, because I was heavily into fantasy football for a long time, long before I met Corey. Back in high school and college, I played fantasy baseball. I grew up watching sports. I was a big hockey fan, baseball fan. I played soccer, played golf. Football, NFL was my deal. NFL season, preseason through the Super Bowl, that was what I was thinking about. That was me for sure. As I met Corey, I was still into baseball a little bit. I would watch baseball games, but that was probably because I was a divorced, drunk single guy hanging around in his apartment in the evenings, and baseball was on. So I think that's the reason I kept watching baseball, or to fall asleep, because as I got older, I needed a little bit more action than a baseball game provided watching it. I no longer watched golf when I was in that age when Corey met me, and I was pretty much down to football. Football was my passion. I grew up going to the Bills games, Buffalo Bills, for you that don't know that by their first name or their last name or their logo or whatever that would be referred to. But grew up going to those games. And it was great. My dad and I, that was kind of like our thing. We would go up there. I got to meet a ton of the players. I got to hang out with a ton of the players. I was lucky enough to be immersed in that as a child. It was a lot of happy times. Went to all the home openers every year, and then all the playoff run games when the Bills were really good. We're going to the Super Bowls. Not good enough, since they lost all four in a row, but I was lucky enough to get those playoff tickets for Christmas every year, make those trips up there, and it's a lot of great memories. But I think we all can agree the NFL's changed since the 90s, the 80s, the 90s. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and even into the 2000s, where I was still consuming it quite a bit. Right until where I met Corey, and even past then, I watched football for quite a long time, and then they left me. I don't think they left me. We grew apart. It was like a bad breakup. I held on when I probably shouldn't have. They tried to keep me when they probably shouldn't have. And then we broke up. I realized that, one, the league had gone woke. I mean, this was before I was wavering out before the whole Colin Kaepernick thing and the kneeling and all that distraction. I was already on the way out. I was more of a technical guy. I really enjoyed football. I enjoyed the rules. So when they started going down the no one can touch the quarterback, or easy pass interference, all that stuff, game-changing calls that weren't in my opinion, they shouldn't have been made. So they started to lose me there. I started to lose interest in the game. I started to lose interest in fantasy football. And then I kind of gave it up. I do pay attention to the Bills. And that's for interaction with my dad. I want to be able to talk to him. That's something that we've shared in common our whole life. And I can pay attention enough to one team to not be immersed in it and to still enjoy it a little bit. But it is what it is at this point. So last night, the Bills were playing on Monday Night Football. Long explanation for the Bills were playing on Monday Night Football. And I kind of forgot. I had an interview last night. I was running around busy. I sat down on my phone and Sean had posted a message in the group that he was bored and he flipped on Monday Night Football with his girls or his daughter. And he thinks he had just watched someone die on the field. And I was like, holy shit, what's going on? Didn't realize there was Bills. Still pulled up my phone app and sure as shit, there they are. Remembered. Oh my god, the Bills are playing tonight. So that's how much I've checked out. Like I would have had the schedule pinned in front of the computer or something in years prior. But anyway, I started thinking and I remembered back to when I was going to all those home openers. I was actually about 30 yards from a guy that almost died on the field on a kickoff play. He was actually hit and severed his spine, and the trainer saved his life. It was a big story. The trainer did what he was trained to do, followed all protocols, followed all procedures that he was immersed in, and stabilized his neck before they rolled him over. And they determined after the fact that if he hadn't done that, if he hadn't taken that simple step of holding his neck, I think there's a lot of photos, this famous photos of this trainer holding the player's neck on the field before they didn't remove his helmet and all this stuff. You know, it's common knowledge. It seems like common sense, but in the moment, do you actually go through those motions of every single step? I mean, I'm guessing Kevin Ebritt's glad that the trainer did. They determined it probably saved his life and didn't sever his spine anymore, but he was able to be saved. They canceled the game last night. They postponed the game last night. The game I was at, they did not. It was an hour or more that we sat in the field and watched a man on the paralyzed on the field I don't think they knew at that point how close he was to dying, but after the fact, for sure they did. But paralyzed on the field for an hour, players do what they do. I mean, they kneel on the field and they pray and they wait and they mull around and then they play the game. Last night they postponed it. It was odd. It was odd. I don't know if that's a function of the league changing. I don't know if that's a function of society changing. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I don't know. But I just found that dynamic interesting, since I was in the stands for a very similar situation. And then last night, this gentleman got hit. What it appears like is he got hit in the chest with a helmet, and it caused his heart to stop. Went into cardiac arrest on the field and they performed CPR for like 9 minutes and then took him off the field in an ambulance, took him to the hospital. And last I read last night, I don't know, he might have passed away by now or by the time you've listening to this, but as of my last report this morning when I woke up and pulled it up, he was in critical condition in the hospital. So whether I got an old report or not, I don't know, but well wishes to him. I don't even follow the team enough to know the guy's name, and that's not very kind of me, I guess. Let's see. Renegade Butcher says he's got to do two of those questions of the day, the meeting of the minds over on TikTok. He said it's okay that last night I sent him a message. I was like, dude, I'm stealing your idea. Because he told me he was stealing my question of the day idea. I said, dude, I'm stealing your idea about TikTok. And he goes, oh, I actually have to do it first for you to steal it. So maybe a little pressure on the Renegade to steal my new idea. He also says, I always enjoyed playing for fun, little pickup games with work friends, but I just never got into sports watching thing. In recent years, I don't feel like I missed out. Yeah, man, you didn't. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I can't deny the memories, the happiness, the joy, whether it be superficial, fake, deep-founded, whatever it is, I got that in the moment out of the sports. So I don't think I can say I ever regret enjoying it, but maybe I could have spent my time a little bit more productive. At least some of it, for sure. But anyway, that's a little football path I went down last night. That was crazy. I don't know. That's for another day. But anyway, last night I got home from Josh's, rushed home, got here, stuffed my face full of some burrito that Corey was kind enough to make me. And then I had my interview with Thesia Ellis of Grandma's Homestead. Oh, man, you got to check it out. Thesia is such a great, great woman. I'm so glad I met her. I'm so glad I got to meet her in person. And really, she gives off this feeling when you meet her. She's just happy and full of life. So I highly recommend you check out that interview. You can find it in the podcast feed if you're listening on audio, or if you're over on YouTube or any of the other video platforms, you can find it there. I'm going to be going through this week and into this weekend and doing a lot of playlist adjustments and creating some new playlists since we are kind of going to start dumping content like crazy. baby head burrito. Man, it was about the size of a baby head, actually. But anyway, Thesia last night, it was a fun interview. You need to go check out her stuff. If you don't check out the interview I do it with her, find her at, let me see, it was the Grandma's Homestead.farm. I'm sorry, I want to make sure I get her email correct, but the interview was great. I really enjoyed it. We had a good time chatting. She has an awesome story. I think you really enjoy it. So go check out that interview. And here it is. Sorry, guys. Grandma'sHomestead.farm is where you're going to find her. www.grandma'shomestead.farm is her website. She also has Grandma's podcast and Grandma's Homestead on YouTube. All those links are in that episode description. If you go check that out, I would be very happy about that. So then we got done with that interview, and Corey had been doing some dishes, cleaning up after dinner, kind of messing around, excuse me, during my interview. And yeah, this is great. Yesterday, I kind of told you a little story about losing my SD card, my 256 gig, my enormous SD card that I had gotten for Christmas. I asked for Christmas, got for Christmas. It's what I was using. It was high speed for the drone I got, and the GoPro was specifically bought for that. It was big enough to hold whatever I wanted, whatever project I was working on at the moment. And if I filled that thing, I'd have so much video to go through that it wouldn't be worth it anyway. So it was appropriate size. I was so excited to have it. It worked really well. I used it a couple times. I used it to use it in the GoPro to film a bunch of footage when the butcher and I cut up that large wild hog. So I had all that footage on there. And then I had taken a bunch of test footage with Corey with Grounded Souls with the drone and some dog walk footage with the GoPro back and forth. And I had a bunch of stuff on there I was going to go look through on New Year's Day. And I lost it. It fucking disappeared. Like out of thin air, whatever the saying is, it disappeared. It was on the table. I stood up. I went over to grab something off the counter. I came back and I sat down. It was gone. Literally, we checked the dog's jowls. We looked everywhere. We figured one of them ate it, or somehow it magically flew into a crack in the flooring or something. It was just gone. Like, I looked for hours. My brain was ready. It like physically hurt that I couldn't find it. It was horrible. All day I thought about it. Where could it be? And then I resigned myself to the fact that it was gone. And maybe some outside chance I'll be walking along and it'll just catch my eye in the camper. Hopefully it's in the camper. It got flung somewhere, or like I said, the dog's tail hit it and knocked it across the room. And we'll be cleaning or doing something in a completely different area and we'll find it. That was my hope at this point. Not much hope at that. And so last night I get done with the show. Corey's kind of milling around and we're talking about the show, and all of a sudden she gets a big smile on her face. She's like, I found this. It took me a second and I looked at her and she held it up and I go, what? Where? Oh, guys. It was in the bottom of my teacup underneath a crumpled up napkin. So the only scenario that I can actually, Josh says, didn't my dumbass, referring to himself, say, did you check the bottom of your mug? And literally I said yes, because I looked at the bottom of every mug. Not inside the mugs. I looked at the bottom thinking condensation, set the mug on the card. Card sticks to the bottom of the mug and it's affixed there. I did literally pick up every mug, my French press, every glass, every bottle on this table and check the bottom. I did not figure I had to look inside the mugs. Not inside. Anyway, she went to dump the mug because we use the same mugs for our bedtime tea every night. And there was a napkin in it. She pulled out the napkin and there it was, stuck in the bottom of the mug sideways, like on the side of the mug. Yep, there it is. Found it. Already ordered another one. So perfect. I have two. I got one for the drone, one for the GoPro. When I said that, Corey kind of looked at me like, you little bastard, you did it on purpose. No. I don't know if there's any way. I don't think there's any way that she legitimately could think that I would do that on purpose when she saw the mental anguish that it put me through on New Year's Day, crawling around on the floor of the camper, losing my fucking shit for hours trying to find it. So I don't think there's any way that she could possibly truly believe that I did something like that on purpose. But Good things come. We found it. We used it. We put it in. It worked. It sat in tea all night. And so I need to bring this card back for another item of the day. The Gigastone 256 gigabyte micro SD card. It's made for 4K cameras. It's the A2V30 model for the high speed stuff. You're not going to put it in and go, oh, your card's too slow. You're going to be limited on recording. No, they're great. And at 256 gigs, you got a lot of room. You got a lot of storage. There's going to be a lot of in and out. I mean, sometimes the in and out is what you want. But yeah, you're not going to be taking it out and fucking dropping it and losing it or sticking it to your arm. And that's what I think happened. I really think it was very, very humid and sticky that day. And I think what happened is I set it on the table. I started doing stuff. I rested my arm on it. It stuck to my skin. And when I picked it up, it probably fell and dropped into the tea mug. Yeah. So anyway, link in the video description for that Gigastone 256 gigabyte micro SD card with the 4K camera capability. I definitely I gotta get to this in a second. I gotta take a sip of coffee. Yeah, check out those cards. Links in the video description and the audio notes. Josh says, Josh's got a couple comments over here. His coffee must be kicking in. He says, well, at least you found it, and the fire ants aren't going to be selling your porn to the campers in rural Texas. Yeah, I was concerned that the ants were going to expose all of my drone footage and butchering, hog butchering. That card, the porn doesn't go on any card. It's a live view only on a burner phone. So anyway, he also says, see, Hawkins was wrong. Corey is not a gnome. Yeah, yesterday, Hawkins was in on the discussion when I was talking about the card being missing, and he said, yeah, the gnomes steal the shit, and somehow it ended up being that Corey's a gnome, and it was a funny joke because she's only like 4'9", or 5'2". Watching the drone video yesterday with us walking next to each other was interesting. You really don't get the perspective of how much your height differs until you're getting photos from other people next to each each other. You see photos, you're kind of in them, you're interacting with each other, and then sometimes the angle of a photo or just the positioning of it, you go, oh yeah, we are a little bit different there, a little bit different. Corey and I have what be like 14 inches, 15 inches. I think like 15 inches difference between the two of us. It's a significant for sure. So anyway, that was the SD card. I talked about Thesia's interview. I definitely want you to go check her stuff out, her solo stuff out, check out the interview. You can roll back and look through the last few months of Fireside Freedom. She joined us on there. She was there quite often. So you can always check that out. Thesia Ellis of Ellis Family Farms and Grandma's Homestead, Grandma's Podcast. Oh, let's see, what else do we have today? Oh, today coming up is going to be a busy day. I got to do laundry. Got to go to the laundry. Got to go to the washateria, the washer cafeteria, or whatever it's called. The laundromat. I got to go to the laundromat. It's been super. Man, the weather just hasn't lined up with us for our laundry. And it's getting tough because with going to Josh's, that really limits us to Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If it's cloudy, humid, nasty, the days are shorter here too, so we're really limited on sunlight. And where we're set up in this field, we do get a lot of shade in the morning. I imagine if it was going to be a non-humid, which doesn't seem to be the case around this area much, I think it really pushes up from the Gulf and keeps, actually I think it keeps it temperate here a little bit better in the winter. But with the humidity, hang drying clothes is tough. It is definitely tough. And we don't have the wood stove going because it's in like the 60s and 70s here. Sorry, up north people. It's really fucking nice here right now. But hanging clothes, they don't dry in time. We don't have the room to like spread them out in the basement and hang dry them or finish dry them. I suppose we could leave them out overnight. But with it being so humid, as the temperature drops, everything just gets wet again. So we've determined that the laundromat I found is appropriate enough price that it makes sense that I just go and do it all for us and get it done real quick on the free time I have. As we're on the road again and time frees up, there is that space to do it. And as days get longer and the weather changes, it just happens. It works better. It works out better. So trip to the laundromat today. I'll be doing... probably doing some social media while I'm there, doing some brainstorming. And then when I get back, I got website work to do. Website work to do for sure. Let's get a current count here on the YouTube subscribers. Just give me 1 second. Let me refresh. This morning when I woke up, it was 974. And since I've been up, we haven't gained anything, and it's still 974. But 974, we are 26 away from 1,000. Once that 1,000 comes, I got a lot of work to do, and that's what I'm going to kind of start prepping today. I got to put together a contest page. I got to gather all the information from everybody that was donating, an item to give away. I have to get it all set up, figured out, and then get everything ready to promote it. Because once we hit 1,000, I want to get that contest going, and I want to get it launched, and I want to get people some cool shit that people have decided they're, man, just so generous, all the stuff that's coming in. And, you know, I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to give away our stuff. I think Corey and I decided it will be a silver set from the last project. It will be, I think we decided a t-shirt from, a t-shirt from Baby Walter and Company, unless we decide to go coffee. Not sure. But the list of other donations is long and extensive for sure. So I got to get it all put together. I'm going to get a landing page put together, an entry method, and a way for you to check out all the possible prizes and all the creators that were willing to donate. And I really want you to support them if you don't already. But I'm going to get that knocked out because I have a feeling that it's not going to be too long before the subscriber count hits 1,000. I've had some new strategy with the YouTube channel with some shorts and some long format and mixing them in together, and it seems to be working. My trend line for my subscribers is tracking up, which is always a good thing. Steeper slope, which means it's going to accumulate faster. And I think I have a funny feeling it's going to happen here pretty soon. Josh and I actually talked about that yesterday. And Corey and I had looked at it on New Year's Eve. I was sitting here and I was like, you know, I could get us to 1,000 followers really fast on YouTube, subscribers. I said it would be done before New Year's if we really want to hit that goal. And she's like, oh, what, that stats for like stuff? And I'm like, yeah, we could definitely get it done. It might drop back down. It might drop back down, but I think it would be cumulative over at this point. And I said, but I don't want to do it. I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to buy follows at the end. That'd be like running 26 miles of a marathon and getting a assistance and a cart. Are you kidding me? Getting assistance or a cart for the last 0.2. All right. I had the dogs on the list. I knew that something would happen today that would I would have to talk about them. I don't even remember what I put on the list last night, why I put the dogs on the list. I think it might have been a funny video that I put up with Walter. Corey put it up on TikTok. I shared it over to the shorts, but he was on the floor last night and his lips were on the floor. And when he was huffing, he wasn't huffing. He was like panting, but he's sleeping. And it was going on the floor. It was great. It was great. So I'm sitting here and the dogs, I think if you listen to the show at all or follow any of our social media, they sit on top of me. They sit literally on top of me. This morning I lost it a little bit. I was making my coffee. I was trying to get to my chair. Now, usually they'll let me sit down and then they'll like climb under where my feet go. They'll like lay down next to me, next to the chair. So I can't roll the chair around. I have to put my feet on top of them under the desk. Yeah. It's not like they're 180 pounds or anything. Like, why would that be a pain in the ass? But anyway, I'm sitting here. I got one laying next to me, and he's laying against the legs of the chair. Well, that makes me nervous. I can't roll around. I can't get comfortable. I'm, like, stationary. So if I'm bouncing around up top, that's because I can't move around my base and get comfortable. This one down here, I got to get a mobile camera at some point. Man, if I get 1,000 followers on TikTok, I'm going to be doing my show live on TikTok. I'll be able to grab my phone and just show you the mess. So you might end up having to peek in over on TikTok. But anyway, he rolls over just to get comfortable, you know, because he isn't quite comfortable sprawled out on the floor like that. So he rolls over and actually slides my chair. It's my life. Guess who's sitting over there all by herself? Oh, she says she has one on the bed next to the table. Oh. Sorry, I apologize. I apologize for questioning my wife. She does have a St. Bernard head under her chair, too. Head's enough. But, oh yeah, K-Bong says breaking the lapdog need is real, whatever the size. Yeah, and that's the problem. These damn dogs are so fucking cute when they're puppies. Big fluffy puffballs, 20 pounds, 25 pounds when you bring them home at 8 weeks. That's not that big. Not that big. Like 3 weeks later, they're like 80 pounds, and all they want to do is lay on your lap. And then 2 years later, here they are, 180 pounds. All they want to do is crawl in bed with you and lay on their back. Or lay on your feet or next to your chair. Oh my God. That's my dog. Josh is wondering if I could do the live second cam with the GoPro. I probably could. I could probably, like, I'm gonna really dig into that's one of my goals this year is a little production value on the show since I do it live. I know. Audio editing, maybe get some other cameras in or doing something like that. Corey and I've really discussed since I want to push the consulting and the interviews and stuff that is audio that I'll probably need a isolated spot or she will need an isolated spot to work because she's got a lot of meetings and things of that nature where we can't be sitting here talking at the same time. So we're kind of going over that right now. And trying to figure out how we're going to set that up in the camper, whether we're going to use the back room or my room or how we're going to do it. But once that's kind of set up and things are a little different, I might look into a second camera angle. I might look into different things, but I definitely, when I get to 1,000 followers on TikTok, I'm definitely going to throw the phone up and have that streaming over there, because TikTok only likes to let you do it on your own. Actually, I think I was going to talk to Tim Toolman. He's been doing it quite a bit, messaging around with it. And it appears once you hit a qualification of some sort, you can do it on desktop. That would be really cool, because I could mess around with it on the computer. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not even 500 over there, so I got a while to figure that out. But I'm excited to do that, getting some live content over there. And it would, it's appropriate as the channel goes. So going to try to build that with Josh's strategy of asking the question of the day. So we will see how that goes. We will see. And website, yeah, like I said, he said, use an old phone, join yourself as a second stream on StreamYard and bring it on muted when you want a second angle. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually thinking about just grabbing another, I have another webcam, and I have an extra USB port. So if I have enough power in my USB stuff, that might work. I've been considering actually picking up a powered USB strip that's not powered through my laptop port, because right now I run way too much off of the one little USB strip I have. And that's sometimes why I have to restart my computer, restart my camera, stuff like that, because the power gets goofy for sure. K-Bong says he loves videos of the dogs. Yeah, dog videos are good. The internet usually likes the dog videos a lot too, especially Corey and I have realized that I think we're just going to start filming our whole lives, and we might end up getting using our security cameras that we have for different purposes and just have them on around here, because, man, craziest funny shit happens all the time with these guys. They do goofy shit. They're so big. I think it's just big, clumsy, dopey stuff that happens that we just start laughing at. I was like, man, I couldn't get my phone fast enough to record that. So there's a lot of that. Josh says, don't explode my USB too, like I did the truck. Oh, yeah. I don't think that's possible. I don't think it can get enough current. But anyway. I'm going to probably wrap her up today, get moving on. I got a lot of stuff to do before I can do laundry, and then get back and do a bunch of website work, and then spend the evening with my beautiful bride when she's done with work. We're going to make some probably make some content tonight with the dogs, maybe with some foot stuff, maybe mess around with going live on TikTok some more with her account. Congratulations, Corey, Grounded Souls. I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, or last week, end of last week. She topped 1,000 followers on TikTok. Are you right there on TikTok, or you know, what do you got for followers now, dear? 11 something. Oh, she says 11 something. Like, oh, it only matters on the round numbers for me anymore, since I'm over 1,000. So it's 1,100 and something. And then she goes, oh wait, 13 something. Now it only matters on the big numbers, 1,000, 2,000. Hey, I'll let you know I'm under 10,000 still. I mean, Jesus. God. Here I am struggling at 4 or something. She's like, oh, I don't know, like 11 something. Oh, actually 13. Oh, K-Bonk, you weren't here early enough. Yes, I did. I found my SIM card. Well, actually, Corey found my SIM card. It's at the bottom of a teacup. Like a literal tea mug. It was stuck in the bottom underneath a crumpled up paper towel. Yeah. Don't defend her, Josh. Josh says, once you're over the hump. Don't defend her. No. Not until it changes on the screen till like 1.1 million do you get to just ignore the rest of the numbers. Like, come on now. Come on. Oh, I think I already hit it. The item of the day was that Gigastone 256 gigabyte micro SD card, the one similar to what one similar to what I just told K-Bonk I found. Yeah, you can find that link down there at Amazon in the video description and the audio notes. Right now, I'm going to... Josh says he busted her balls yesterday. He's got to throw her a bone now and then. Yeah. I mean, calling her gnomes and everything can get her a little upset. Oh. Okay, we're going to hit that question of the day, and then it's going to go over on TikTok this morning. As I think I'm going to do that while I walk the dogs. That's kind of my thought. So if you are on TikTok and you follow me, The Lots Project on TikTok, check it out. You feel free to stitch it, comment on it, share it, repost it, whatever you got to do. Definitely like it. Question of the day today. I've been talking about goals and goal setting and all that stuff, and I've really gone back and forth as I was contemplating the goals I wanted to set, and I didn't know whether I wanted to challenge myself across the board, unattainable goals, if I wanted to be easy on myself and have some softballs in there, or what, how to go with that. I set some pretty aggressive ones. I set some ones that I think I'll have to work at. I didn't really set any softballs, I don't think. I hit them. I'm definitely open to upping numbers and things like that. But my question of the day for all of you is, what goal did you set this year that's going to be the hardest to achieve, and why? What did you really think about that you wanted to achieve that you went, man, I don't know if I can get there, but if I bust my fucking ass, it'll happen. Or maybe it won't, but I'll work really hard and almost get there. What was it, and why is it going to be hard for you? I don't know. Maybe the community can throw something in there or ease your pain or root you on or whatever you need. Or maybe you don't need anything and you just want to let us know. You got a big goal to hit, and I don't know if it's going to happen. So head on over to the Lots Project chat on Telegram. That's t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat, and answer that question. What goal did you set for this year that will be hardest to achieve, and why? And if you're on TikTok, look over a little later today and find that on TikTok and get the video form and see if anybody's answering. We'll see. I think I'm going to try to make it a thing. Josh is going to try to make it a thing. Maybe it'll become a thing. Who knows? Anyway, that's t.me/lotschat on Telegram, t.me/lotschat. Come on over and join us. It is an awesome group of people, and we have awesome discussions. I can't say enough about my community over there. Anyway, going to wrap it up. No Fireside Freedom tonight, and next week will be the culminating episode of Fireside. We are going to be shutting it down. We're going to put the fire out. We are going to be leaving the party, but no show tonight. Lightning for Liberty, Josh and I talked about it. We will have an announcement tomorrow on the future of Lightning for Liberty. The after party, probably not this week. I'm guessing once a month, maybe every other week. And we're going to hit that 1,000 subs real soon. I'm going to have to change this whole tagline since, the whole closing is going to change, guys. The whole closing is going to change. Oh, boy. Yeah. And weird. I don't have float in my list anymore. Huh. Stay tuned later this week. We'll talk more about float. Anyway, guys, it's been a great morning. I've enjoyed hanging out with you guys. And, it's going to be a great day. I'm excited. I'm going to be productive. I got a lot of stuff to do, but a lot of stuff is going to get done, and we're going to be moving forward and move into tomorrow. Hopefully, I put a banger of an episode together tomorrow. Depends on what happens today. If nothing happens, I'm going to have to come up with something out of this crazy brain. But anyway, enjoy your Tuesday, guys. It's the 3rd of January. Do something to make it great. Make this year the best year ever, because hey, is 2024 guaranteed? I don't think so. So make it count today. It's been a great Tuesday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.